KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the fourth day of December for 2018. Well, the Sutter Creek City Council approved a new city job during their meeting last night. The council voted unanimously to approve the creation of a new position with the title of accounting supervisor. The management position would oversee a variety of fiscal transactions at the city, including billing, payroll, and purchasing. The council also approved the hiring of an additional part-time clerk as well. The council also received a report on all of the developer fees the city had collected on new development in the last year. The report shows very limited growth in the city, with only 5 new single-family homes being built. All told, the city collected $92,000 in developer fees from July 2017 through June of 2018. These fees pay for a wide variety of public services, everything from police and fire stations to roads and parks.
Well, a Sacramento man arrested for vehicle theft and driving under the influence Saturday after driving a stolen Ford F-350 off the road in Mountain Ranch. According to Highway Patrol, officers were contacted by a resident in the area of Mountain Ranch Road and Rodicino Road at about noon Saturday, who heard a vehicle drive off the roadway. When officers arrived, no vehicle was in the area, but a trailer appeared to have been abandoned by the side of the roadway. A short time later, in Mountain Ranch, at the intersection of Mountain Ranch Road and Blacksmith Road, officers located a 99 red and gray F-350 pickup truck with flat tires that appeared to have been involved in a collision. A record check showed the truck had been reported stolen out of Mountain Ranch. A search of the vehicle uncovered a glass methamphetamine smoking pipe, and the driver determined to be under the influence of a controlled substance. Jack Gray of Sacramento booked into the Calaveras County Jail on suspicion of vehicle theft and misdemeanor charges of driving under the influence, receiving known stolen property, possession of unlawful paraphernalia, and driving without a license.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan is reminding property owners you have until Monday to make your timely payment of first installment of the annual secured property taxes for the 2018-19 fiscal year. The first installment of the secured property taxes was due and payable on November 1st and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. next Monday the 10th. A 10% delinquent penalty will be added. For more details, to view your tax information or print a copy of your property tax bill, visit amadorgov.org/tax and select View Your Property Tax Bill.
And holiday shoppers invited to shop locally to get their holiday gift books at the Friends of the Amador County Library Holiday Pop-Up Book Sale this Saturday, 10 to 2, at the County Library here in Jackson. Offerings will include hand-picked new and like-new cookbooks, crafts and art books, new fiction and nonfiction, DVDs, stocking stuffers, and more for almost everyone on your list, all at low, low Friends of the County Library book sale prices. There will be free refreshments as well. All sales benefit the Friends of the County Library, library programs, and materials. For more info, visit friendsacl.org.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus.
And of course, especially if you live in Ione, because tonight Santa's making his rounds with the City of Ione Fire Department. They'll leave fire station number 1 on West Jackson Street about 6 o'clock. They'll travel south on Buena Vista Street to Marlette, and then from Marlette to Mills, to Violet Lane, to Stony Brook Drive, to Spring Creek, back to Marlette, then to Manor Drive, to Dove Lane, and back to Marlette and to the fire station. Santa coming to Ione tonight with the Ione Fire Department. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.